there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Rolling into the happy hour with a fine guest. He is Tom Nelson. He's the Outagamie County Executive, great state of Wisconsin. And above and beyond that, he is a U.S. senatorial candidate, wants to take the seat that's currently being held by Ron Johnson. Tom, welcome back to the big show.
It's always good to be on. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Well, Tom, now it's official. You got in the race a long time ago. I believe you were the first Dem to declare your candidacy. But Ron Johnson's joined you. He also is running for re-election. First and foremost, Tom, how much issue do you take with the fact that a guy like Rojo went on a show like this and promised a guy like me he'd be done at two terms? And, of course, he's got to break that promise to run for re-election. I mean, I got to think his wife at least is stinging from his hypocrisy. Or what's your thoughts, sir?
Well, I don't want you to feel unspecial, though, but I don't think you were the only one that Senator Johnson lied to. And not just once, not just twice, but over and over and over again. You mentioned how we might have been. We were. Not only was I the first Democrat to get into this race, we're told I was the very first Democratic challenger in the entire country. So, not because I love campaigning, but I kind of guessed. I guess that this fellow was going to run for re-election, even though he promised that he would not. See, Ron Johnson lives about 23 minutes away from me. And I just kind of felt this. You know, you just had this sense, though, you know, I bet this guy's going to go back down from his word and he's going to run. And sure enough, you know, after the 2020 election, spending all the Sunday mornings in front of all the Sunday morning TV shows, on Fox News all the time, it really showed that this guy was going to run again. So I'm not surprised. I think a lot of folks are, though, but unfortunately, this was our guess that he was going to run again. And we've spent 14, 15 months in this guy's grill, you know, giving it to him day in and day out, because we knew if this guy was going to get in, we needed an alternative and we needed someone working on it right away. Because he's the incumbent. He's the incumbent. He's going to have gajillions and gajillions of dollars. And the best thing he could do is put someone up there, challenge him right at the beginning, which is exactly what we did. So I think this has best positioned our campaign to succeed, to say nothing about furthering the greater cause of holding Ron Johnson accountable.
Well, he calls himself, in his logic, at least in the rollout video, well, he's a truth teller. And that's why he's got to break his word, because he's got to go back to D.C. and tell more truth. Tom, I don't think that's it. But anyways, I think he likes the power. I think he likes the title. The filibuster. We've talked a lot about the filibuster here this week. And obviously, we've got a problem. The Joe Biden agenda, be it the Build Back Better, be it the Voting Rights Act. Well, it's not going to move forward, not as long as there is a filibuster. And apparently the Democratic Party cannot move forward as long as we've got these centrist Dems that refuse to get on board with the Biden agenda. Well, Tom, we could help solve that problem if we could win this seat in Wisconsin. So, assuming you are the nominee and the eventual senator from the great state of Wisconsin, where do you stand on the filibuster? Where do you stand on voting rights?
Well, first of all, I don't call them, you know, centrist Democrats. I call them reactionary Democrats, because they want to go back to the good old days. And it simply was not. We have to get rid of the filibuster. The filibuster is not part of the Constitution. because of the filibuster, we didn't have civil rights legislation until the 1960s. Because of the filibuster, it is incredibly difficult for us to get important pieces of legislation through. The question now is not whether or not we're going to get rid of the filibuster. The question now is, when will we get rid of it? You cannot tell me, after an entire year of this debate, trying to get rid of the filibuster, you cannot tell me that if the Republicans, God forbid, take over the U.S. Senate, that Mitch McConnell is going to say, well, you know, the Democrats didn't do it to us, so we're not going to do it to them. Wrong. As soon as they get power back, they're going to get rid of the filibuster, and they're going to get rid of any type of rule that is going to hold them back and hold back their agenda. So the whole debate about how, well, you know, this is a tradition of the U.S. Senate that we have to honor, that's not an issue right there. That ship has long since sailed. Two options. One, the Democrats get rid of the filibuster and we do good things. Or we wait and we allow the Republicans to get rid of the filibuster and they do a lot of bad things. That is what we're dealing with right now.
Kyrsten Sinema, senator from Arizona. I don't personally care for her much, but she went on the floor yesterday, and I think she misconstrued a lot of things about the filibuster. But effectively, her argument, as I understood it, is she's trying to preserve the tool of the minority because the Dems will be in the minority again someday. But Tom, I think you've already made the case against, well, Mitch McConnell, when it came time to impanel Coney Barrett, well, they got rid of the filibuster for that. When it came time for the Trump tax cuts, they used reconciliation for that. Hell, when it came time to honor the full faith and credit of the United States and set aside the debt limit, the Dems and the Republicans kind of found a workaround, a carve-out to the filibuster for that. Tom, it's just an argument that doesn't seem to hold any water, because just when we would think we would need it, the Republicans, by a simple majority vote, can take it away anyways.
What you should do, Mike, right now is to take the microphone out of the holder and drop it on the floor. I mean, you made the case right there. I mean,
oh, they're damn exactly. expensive. I'm not dropping these mics
okay,
down.
All right, right. I know. You have to have a lot more Peter Pekarsky ads to be able to pay for that.
Well, we could have a few more Tom Nelson ads.
I know. I set myself up for that. I should not have said that. That's my, all right. I'll call Irene and have her cut you a check or something. That's on me. Mea culpa. But no, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, is Mitch McConnell really an honest broker? Of course not. You can't trust these guys. We've only gotten this far because we're in control. I mean, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, for someone being in Congress for 10 years, for someone who's been in public life for 20 years, it is such a naive comment to talk about how somehow we have to honor these traditions because they're going to do this to us. They're going to do it to us no matter what. And they have to wisen up to this. And I don't know. I think, as the president said a couple days ago, man, we don't have a lot of confidence that we can get this thing done. And so the only answer right now that Wisconsinites can affect is to get rid of Ron Johnson. It's a math equation, 50-50. We got two Democrats who aren't really Democrats. We got to win back at least one seat. And that's Wisconsin seat. Just like the road to the White House went through Wisconsin in 2020, the road to the Senate majority goes through Wisconsin as well.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest live via Zoom. He is Tom Nelson, a U.S. senatorial candidate, a fine Dem, and an Outagamie County executive, which makes you a chief executive. Let me ask you about coronavirus. Obviously, this pandemic has been ongoing for now two presidencies, a number of years, and we can't seem to move beyond it. And I would cast some blame on Republicans that refuse to get vaccinated. But politically, it's been an albatross for Joe Biden, because Biden tried to, you know, say, I will solve this problem. And so far, it's hard to solve a problem if you don't have a willing dance partner in the Republicans willing to get vaccinated. But how do we move forward in this current pandemic? Are we just hopeful that Omicron has infected enough of our friends and family that, you know, everyone's got herd immunity? What's the plan going forward, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I wish I had a good answer and I don't. And let me tell you a little story that shows, you know, I'm not so bullish on this. In the last 2 months, I've gone to at least four COVID funerals. It's probably more than that. You just don't know, because typically in the obituaries, they don't say someone passed away because of COVID. These four funerals, not singling anyone out, but in these four funerals, very few people were wearing a mask. Very few people were wearing a mask. So what we know is we have loved ones who have died because of COVID, and that hasn't changed anything. Some folks are still not getting vaccinated. Some folks are still not masking in public. So I don't have an answer to that. I mean, this is a very, I mean, you can't get more real as far as, you know, as far as public policy goes when you have a loved one who dies because they're not following the guidelines. They're not taking the advice and the recommendation, the strong recommendation, in the case of President Biden, trying to get a rule passed that is going to require large employers to get their employees vaccinated. I guess the best thing that you can do is you just keep pushing this message. We do it at a local level. I mean, I'm a county executive. We didn't get any help from President Trump. We had no help, of course, from Ron Johnson. And we were on the front lines early on with the fight against COVID. We were basically left on our own. Our public health departments, county executives, mayors, of course, frontline workers. We the ones who have been trying to fight this virus. And that's the approach that we've been taking for, unfortunately, for almost 2 years now. And, you know, I guess we do the best we can.
Well, Tom, my understanding is the Biden administration is going to make home testing available to all Americans, and also the quality masks, the K95s or the N95s, I forget which designation it is. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the guy who you'd like to beat, well, he would probably advocate for, you know, sending some horse paste to everyone. Do you think these sort of mass mailing sort of things are an effective way? We got 1 minute in this segment. We'll bring Tom Nelson back. Your thoughts. Mailing masks and things of that sort. Testing kits.
Anything we can do. Yeah, I think anything that is positive, anything that is constructive, anything that has shown to get results that can stop the spread of this virus, that can save lives, we have to do it. And we're at that point right now where we shouldn't spare any expense, because we're going through three waves and, you know, hopefully God forbid we don't go through a fourth wave or a fifth wave. So whatever can be done, we should do.
Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County Executive, U.S. Senatorial candidate, friend of ours. Stick around. More Tom Nelson, more Devil's Advocates.
We have top men working on it right now.